let them know if I did it, they could for sure do it if this is what they really want to do. And that's anything in life, you know. You want to be like Mike? Yeah, you got to work every day. You know what I'm saying? I know you still ain't stopped.
Everybody wants to be like Mike till they have to put that work in.
Exactly. Same thing. You know, you got to do to be like Ty.
Okay, everyone. I'm Mike Tyson.
Sebastian Joseph Day.
And today we have the masterful Ty Dolla $ign.
What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Tis I Dizala.
You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, man?
Right here chilling, man.
So your musical background and upbringing, what inspired that?
My pops probably. He played in several bands, but one of the most known was Lakeside.
Yeah, Jeffy. No, that wasn't Jeffy Osborne.
Nah.
No.
But it was around that same time. Yeah. And just watching him and his homies and my uncles, one of my uncles, D. Levance, he played for the Ozzy Brothers. Mm. So I was just always around music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He must have liked the lifestyle they lived, though.
The lifestyle.
They had no rules.
Yeah, definitely no rules. For sure, the lifestyle was wild. You know, my parents divorced when I was like 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What inspires your writing?
My writing, anything and everything. It could be a conversation that we're having right now, and I think something dope that you said, or, you know, something that's going on in my life, or something I hear one of the homies talking about, and I just think it's a song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure.
So, man, tell us, man, I know you told us about your family and stuff. When did you ever, are you signed to a company?
Yeah, I'm signed to Atlantic Records.
All right, so when did you, how did you get discovered?
For this deal, it was a man named Sean Barron, my homie from Buffalo, who now, he's my partner in our own label called Easy Money Records. We got this new artist, Leon Thomas, who's amazing. So shout out to Sean. But this was like back in 2012 when I first signed my deal with Atlantic. And at that time, I had this song called All Star that I had got on the radio, because previously, before that, I made this song called Tooted and Booted with YG.
Banger.
Good looking. And that took off, and YG ended up getting a deal, but I still didn't have a deal. And I kept on putting out little stuff on the internet. I think MySpace was still in it at that time, putting out music on MySpace. And then Hot New Hip Hop, my homie DJ Ill Will, he was putting out a lot of our records. And then finally I had this song All Star, and it started to take off, but it had this sample from Swedish House Mafia, which ended up telling us, you know, cease and desist. So even though it was booming on the radio, it still didn't work. But then I did this other song called Cabana, and then that started taking off. Young Jeezy, my brother, did a feature for me, and from there it just went up. You know what I'm saying? I ended up getting this song Paranoid and
Banger.
Or Nah.
Banger.
And put out Good Looking, Bro, and put out this EP called Beach House, the EP. I think around 2013, 14. And then from there, we was in the game.
See, I was telling Trippy something to that effect. He should have his own record label where he could get his own artists or something.
Yeah.
That's hard, right? How would that work? It's a challenge, huh?
What?
So many people want to represent him.
Yeah. It's
sponsor him.
I guess you just got to get somebody that believes in you, and you got to just have your community, have your contacts, you know, and me personally, I've been in the game for a while, so I know everybody, and I got a good team, and there's a lot of people that want to help and want to see us win. So I think if you just get something like that, then you're in the game.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how do you feel? Feel like you'll be in this game for a while?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You think you might want to be executive in this hip-hop world?
Yeah, definitely. That's the next move. I love hip hop and just music overall. So I think I'm gonna be
in the business,
in it somehow, yeah. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah. Do you think Paranoid was gonna be such a hit like it was?
Come on, let's play Paranoid.
Oh yeah, when you did it, honestly. It was a bop.
Paranoid was the third song that I made on that beat.
Uh-huh.
I just knew the beat was it. So I made a song, and then once I got that Paranoid hook alone,
yeah,
I was like, I don't DJ know, it just Musk, felt like it.
That's tough. You, wait, you wrote three songs on that bit? Yeah. You were like, one of these gonna hit.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't put out all three.
Yeah.
I wrote three songs before I was happy.
Uh-huh.
Before I knew, I was like, oh no, nah, this is it.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking crazy. The melody's crazy.
Yeah.
It just felt like one.
What inspired this video? Did you?
Children of the Damned.
Doing my in the club. It just.
No, I mean like the music video, like.
Yeah.
Like you, that is it. It's like.
This is what happened from that. Like.
Oh, this is what happened. Okay,
they ended up teaming up on me.
Yeah.
You know?
Taking you out.
Yeah. They wasn't having it.
Get that. Get that. Check that pocket. It's the been dark. B&B.
What is he up to now?
I ain't talked to him in a while, man.
Is he still in the business?
I think so. I hope he's good. I hope his family's good. Inshallah.
So how do you look for collaborations? How do you like look to work with people?
Like to put them on my songs?
Yeah, to put them on your songs and stuff like that.
Basically, like, I look at different, like, artists and their voices as instruments. So it's like, at the time, like, when the Spanish guitar is the hottest thing and then you hear everybody using the Spanish guitar, it's like, it's the same thing as whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rapper that I would choose.
Oh, okay.
I look at it as a frequency and, like, it's not like, sometimes I may go with the hottest person at the time, or I may go with like something that I just feel like, oh, that would sound good on this beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet you haven't purchased a Father's Day gift yet, have you?
Our friends at Manscaped are saving the day, Mike. Yet again. With the total package for the father figure in your life this year.
Have him join the 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOTBOXING at manscaped.com.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Let's start with the ultimate Father's Day MVP, Mike, the Performance Package 4.0.
Inside this package, you'll find your signature lawnmower 4.0.
You also get a brand new Weed Whacker 2.0. Ear and nose hair trimmer.
Whoa.
Yeah. Crop preserver ball deodorant. Crop reviver toner. You know, you gotta revive that crop. Performance boxer briefs.
Boxers.
And a travel bag to hold his goodies.
Manscaped has also absolutely changed the game with their new beard hedger, pro kit for fathers around the world.
In the kit, you'll get the beard hedge trimmer, a beard shampoo plus conditioner, beard oil, beard balm, and two free gifts with their signature beard comb and scissors, Mike.
Get 20% off free shipping with the code HOTBOXING at manscaped.com.
Woo-hoo! And that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code HOTBOXING. Make the Father's Day one he won't forget with Manscaped. Shave that shit.
Don't be late.
Is it true you play multiple instruments?
Yeah. Bass, guitar, anything with strings on it. Keys. Anything keys. Piano, Rhodes, organ. I say guitar, bass, drums. I make beats, produce the whole record, write the song, all that.
Mike, he does it all, Mike.
Stevie Wonder.
Hell yeah. Happy belated to my brother Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, man, what the hell, man? So tell us, man, what is your motivation? What do you want to do with this? At the end of the game, a perfect world, what do you want from this?
What I want from it is just to inspire people and let them know if I did it, they could for sure do it, if this is what they really want to do. And that's anything in life, you know. You want to be like Mike? Yeah, you got to work every day, you know what I'm saying? I know you still ain't stopped.
Everybody wants to be like Mike till they have to put that work in.
Exactly. Same thing. You know, you got to do to be like Ty.
Got to put in that work. Everybody's not willing to do that.
That's a fact.
That's why they become groupies and try to steal it.
Big fans.
So whatever, you got any new artists?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. Leon Thomas, he from New York, started off acting as like the people know him, but he was always doing music. When I heard his voice, I thought it was one of the coldest voices I ever heard. He got a song out right now called Breaking Point that's going up.
Breaking Point.
Yeah. And a couple other songs that we dropped. My label, Easy Money Records, partnered up with Motown, now Capitol. So we going up.
Tell me, man, you smoking anything? Oh, there you go.
I smoke every day, all day.
Yeah.
Are you from Cali originally?
I'm from L.A. L.A., L.A.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know your way around here, huh?
I know my way all around here.
You have family, you have children?
I have one daughter.
Yeah.
Her name Jalen. She just turned 18 recently.
Wow.
Just this last Saturday, she went to prom. About to graduate June 8th. She's also been taking college classes, so once she goes to her university, she only has to do 2 years. And super proud of her. Got a huge family. A lot of them from out here, and a lot of them stay out here. Then I got a lot of family in Memphis.
Where in LA you from?
South Central.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I moved all around LA, so I'm from LA.
Favorite part? Favorite part LA?
Favorite part of LA, me personally, I like the beach. I like Malibu.
Really?
Facts. Yeah, I just like going out to the beach and just hanging out.
Hit Nobu.
Yeah, Nobu cool.
Go see some friends and go to Nobu. That's the only reason I go out there.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's too far.
It's just a vibe. It's just to clear your head type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Always cool people coming in and out.
Yep.
Throughout your career, you worked with a lot of great artists, including, obviously, you're one of them. Who's probably your favorite out of all of them that you worked with, your favorite collab?
Favorite collab out of all artists? I think I like collab. I don't know, man. There's so many. I can't even name one. There's so many, bro.
Really?
Like, I can't name just one. Cause
what's your favorite song with one of them?
My favorite song, that's hard too. It's like, I could just name 10, name one, you know what I'm saying?
You know what song my lady love of yours? Huh. The one with Janae Akil?
By yourself? Janae.
On your latest?
Oh, good looking.
Yeah, she loved it. She always playing that shit.
I appreciate it.
Good looking.
Shout out to Janae. Yeah, but it's many songs and many artists that I've loved to work with, man. There's so many talented people out there. So I couldn't name one because each have a different...
Expert in that particular field.
Anyone you haven't collabed with that you want to?
I ain't collabed with Lil Baby yet.
Yeah.
42 Doug.
Yeah.
Free My Boy, 42 Doug.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
On some like OG shit, just somebody I love, their music. Mm. This woman named Michelle Indigiacello.
I know who she is. She's old school. She fire.
Like, I want to work with her bad. Mm-hmm. You know I'm high right now, so.
It's all good. You've been smoking like 2 hours straight. It's all good, bro.
We should have started this shit before I lit up.
You ever done shrooms?
Yeah.
Mike got a whole bunch of some shit he be doing. So he took like 3 of those.
That's
and
crazy.
Then he was on that.
Yeah, I like to get high to the highest activity.
Man. Shrooms is crazy, man. I remember I took a gang of shrooms one time fucking with this nigga DJ Carnage and Buddy.
At
fucking the rapper Buddy from Compton.
Uh-huh.
At Coachella,
shit.
This years ago. We took this shit. We had a pizza. They put the fucking shrooms all over that shit. before this chocolate shit like became popular and you know, branded and all that, you know what I'm saying? And I got so fucking high, bro, that when I walked out there, I started seeing the fucking grass look like the ocean, bro.
Oh, yeah, I have to
it was
that
just
too.
Floating like, right? Then I think Outkast was performing that year. And I don't know, it just was crazy. I had to leave in the middle of everything, bro. I didn't even get to see the set. But yeah, that shroom shit is crazy. The chocolate shit, you don't even get that high. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they put that much mushrooms in there and it's mostly
chocolate.
Well,
you like chocolate. The real naked mushrooms, huh?
Yeah. If we gonna do it, let's go.
Listen, man, what's a perfect day for you, like when you finish this shit?
Perfect day for me, man. Wake up, bust down, you know what I'm saying? Get in the gym a little bit. I got the gym at my house, Tulsa. That's what I'm on every day. And just smoke some weed. Make some music.
At the end of the day, I'm talking about when you're 50, 60.
Oh, end of the day when I'm 50, 60?
Yeah.
You know, to be able to be chilling. You know? To have freedom to do whatever the fuck I want to do. You know, financially, everything, just no stress. You know what I'm saying? I think it's maybe a couple people like that at that age, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think everybody gets to get there, and I definitely want that.
No stress.
To just set myself up to where I'm cool, I'm just chilling. Like, if I want to do something, then I'll do it. If I don't, then I'm able to chill that day.
For sure.
Go to fucking San Tropez for a month or whatever, you know? Just to be able to do shit like that.
You want to talk about how Or Not came about, that song?
I was in a studio.
What's the name of it?
It's called Or Not. I was in a studio with my brother Wiz Khalifa. And this song was actually for Wiz. Mustard was down the hall. It was at a studio called Record Plant right here in Hollywood. And I forgot who else was there, but it was me, my brother Lemmy, and a whole bunch of homies in a studio full of bitches. And we just came up with this song like right there on the spot. And then later on, when Paranoid took off and I knew the song was just sitting on our hard drive, I was like, Wiz, let me get that song for my shit. And he was like, for sure. And there you go. That's actually my biggest.
Wiz was on this show
my
before.
Biggest selling song.
Yeah, you won an award for that. BET award for that, right?
Oh shit. I did. Well, why the fuck I don't got the BET Hip Hop Award? What's up with y'all? That shit is not in my collection.
Best collaboration, huh?
Okay, that's dope. I swear to God,
I didn't know. Practice that shit right now. Let's
man,
hear it.
Shout out to all my fans out there. It's Taylor Ganger Die. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brother Wiz. Shout out to my brother Abel. He hopped on the remix, you know.
DJ Mustard.
DJ Mustard. Love you, my brother.
He don't even know he got the award.
That's crazy, huh?
Here's some other awards. Let's
see. And you write. I know you write. You wrote Loyal, right? You were part of the writing of Loyal, Chris
yes.
Brown.
Yes. I wrote that song.
He won the Hip Hop Music Award, R&B Song of the Year.
Oh shit!
Ty Dolla in 2016.
Crazy,
he won the Soul Jam Music Award.
I think you just high right now, bro.
No, listen, bro.
He won an award for best collaboration.
I got all my awards like lined up and shit, and I don't have these fucking awards. I swear to God, y'all niggas better send me my award, man. Like I'm thankful and all that, but shit, like, can I get my award? Damn, that's crazy. I didn't even know these things.
You better not be lying.
Man, I swear to God.
See,
nobody called me.
God's blessing you, brother.
Man.
With the Loyal joint, how did that come about, writing that?
Loyal?
Yeah.
I made that song for my homie Bobby Brackens. Mm-hmm. And somehow, I think I went on tour, and either him or Nick Knack, the producer, must have played it for Chris, and they said he already cut the song. Are you down? And I'm like, oh man, fuck it, let's do it. And that ended up being a hit for Chris, man. So shout out to my brother Chris. And we done hella shit since then. So
who's your hero? Who you look up to?
I look up to God. I look up to Bob Marley. I look up to George Duke. I look up to Prince, Michael, Kobe Bryant.
You're on the sports now.
Shit, you.
Thank you.
You know, all the greatest at whatever they do, you know? All the people that really work hard for this shit. Because like you said, everybody's not willing to do it, you know?
No. They want to help spend the 10 million, but they don't want to help run the 10 miles.
It's crazy.
Mike got some gear, some gifts to give, I'm pretty sure. Right, Mike?
Oh, I got some really fly shit for him.
Oh, man, good looking.
A lot of shit for you. Check this shit out. This is your weed thing.
Oh, shit, what good looking, man.
Weed or just...
Sweet.
Grinder.
I didn't even know you had a cannabis brand.
I'm the biggest cannabis country in the world.
Oh, that's fire.
Look up Tyson 2.0. I'll show you the way to go.
Let's go. We gotta do a collab.
I got to smoke to kill by
hope. Hey, man, listen, we gotta do a collab, though, with this cannabis shit.
I will help you, nigga. Look at this. This is gonna be awesome for you, too.
Hop that's off. Fire.
Take this, brother.
Good looking. I appreciate it.
Here's your other shirts and stuff. These are number one on Zoomies. You know Zoomies? Is it Zoomies, baby? You're number one on Zoomies. They can't keep them in the store. What else, baby? Tell me more. I know there's more.
Good looking, man. I appreciate all this.
Don't forget the gummy bites.
Oh, shit.
That's the nigga air, boy.
That's weed or shrooms?
It's kind of like mushroom weed, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's edible. You eat them, you're out, baby.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's my pleasure.
Hey, Anthony, make sure we send them a box. A box of, you know what I'm saying?
Goodies.
The goodies.
All right, brother, you got tens of millions of people here.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody, you know, that's watching right now. We appreciate you. It's Ty Dolla $ign, Taylor Gang or Die. Big Mike Tyson over here.
But how can they reach you? They may want to reach you. How can they call you? What thing? It's social.
Yeah, you can hit me at 310-286. I'm just playing. My socials is at Ty Dolla $ign. If you don't know how to spell Ty Dolla $ign, I don't even want you.
God damn. That's tough.
Yeah. It's like that. And yeah, that's on all the socials, at Ty Dolla $ign. It's Easy Money Records, and it's like that.
What about your new song, though? You got to say that about that, too.
How could I fucking forget? I'm about to drop this new song called Motion. It's crazy. It's just me, no feature. Song of the summer, let's go. Taylor Gang or Die.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's Mike Tyson. I'm Sebastian Joseph Day. Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla $ign.
We out of here.
Peace with the East.
Peace.